Welcome back, kings, queens, everything in between. My hair looks up of your Peasant Party podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, and to my right is your favorite person again.
It's me, Annabelle.
Yay, you said your name. Not much. It's remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. One lesson our dad always taught us that's like very bipartisan is just always wait till the last day. And everyone's like, you shouldn't do that this year. You should vote early. But
why were people supposed to vote early?
I think it's just like to make sure your vote is counted. So there's not like our father, his whole thing was like,
I vaguely remember this.
Vote on election day because so much can happen in like 2 weeks.
Damn, that's real. Hey, that's real.
What's new with you?
Oh my gosh, what is new with me? Today's my day off.
Yeah.
I'm working on a bunch of paintings, so I'm gonna go home and do that after this.
Woo-woo.
What's new with you?
I'm trying to think. Not really anything new or revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same old, which I think is kind of chill.
It's peaceful.
It is peaceful. I like, no news is good news.
It's peaceful. Yeah. But, I mean, I still emotionally have been up and down, but truthfully, nothing. I'm grateful. I'm happy. I'm in a good place in life, and I'm like, I'm just an emotional girl, but otherwise, everything, I am very happy.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing that. Apparently, and this is like, for some reason, this is like being publicized in a lot of different news outlets, but apparently Olivia Rodrigo considers it a red flag if a man aspires to go to space. The exact quote is, "This is a very oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask them if they think they would like to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them."
Context? Anything further than that? No,
I think
further
people are just like,
comment,
what's
no
your ideal man
thought?
I think maybe this just shows like she's dating people in a league that are totally different, where it's like in the realm of possibility that people are like, yeah, like where do you want to go, like somewhere you always wanted to go, like, and people are actually saying the moon because it's like in the realm of possibility that they could be on some Virgin Galactic flight in 10 years.
Here's the thing. What I kind of heard interpreted from that is almost the same as like if a man chooses to ride like a motorcycle, if he's going to be riding a motorcycle, I will not have children with him. I will not start a family with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will not put this person in my life just to lose them later. Is right. That what she's implying? Is she saying like if a man says like, yeah, I'd like to go to space, your risk of death when going to space is so high that it's like inconsiderate of your family and friends? You know what I was thinking about the other day? I listened to a podcast about this and I just remembered it. There's like a family, or there was a couple, and they went cave spelunking. Mm-hmm. And I think it was something like they got lost or stuck in like a pit, and then there was like some kind of like gas like on the floor, and they were, you know, trapped and running out of oxygen and whatever, and they were rescued at the very last minute, thank God, but they had like 5 kids at home, and they got out of this by the skin of their teeth, and then like just got right back to spelunking, like just kept doing it. And that is so selfish to me, I think. I don't think I would want to be with somebody that has a really dangerous profession or hobby.
Yeah. No, just there's too much of like adrenaline junkies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like there's healthy risk and then there's some that I'm just like, that's insane. Like I just think like if I like met a guy, I would never ask that question, but if I was like, oh yeah, like what's something you want to do in your lifetime? And they're just like, space. And they had space pajamas and stuff like that. Unless they were like an actual astronaut that had a reason to care. Like it would just be kind of like, okay, like Buzz Lightyear. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Or maybe it's like there's like a God complex there.
I don't
know. You want to go like, to space so you can see the tiny little Earth beneath you. Who knows?
I don't know. It would be, space seems so weird.
Would you fucking go to space?
It's too big.
It's
too big and too small. Like you fly in a little thing and like, it's just crazy. Yeah. Like the way people pee and poop in space too. You just like put a suction and it just like sucks everything out. Cause otherwise it'll just start like droplets will just start flying and your poop will start flying in the air.
You
go in the little like bathroom compartment because there's no gravity, and yep. Then you just you can,
and it's like
kind
a
of
big
sit.
Suction cup, like
it's like
it,
a yes, like you just you,
or is it like, I mean, a tube,
it's like a tube chair. I don't,
do you
can
get
look
your
it up
own?
On TikTok.
Uh-oh.
No,
yeah, ew, gross. And to get to the moon, it's, isn't it like 40 days or something like that?
I think so.
30 days.
The moon. Space and the moon are different. The moon is further than just general, like the International Space Station is closer than the moon. I sound so dumb when I talk about space. Like, it's just like, yeah, because it's just, it's so far out of my scope of knowledge.
I know it is, but yeah, I kind of get lost in the sauce when I try to think about it. Don't want to go there.
No.
Don't like it. I don't.
Mailbag of the day. This is kind of an interest, I think, like a silly brief question. The quick hit mailbag just basically says, at what point should you share passwords, like your phone passwords, socials, computer password, with your significant other? No other context. That is a quick hit question.
What the fuck?
That's what I said.
At what point should you share passwords?
Because my thought on that is, like, it's something that just incrementally, like, there's not this big, like, okay, time to share the passwords. It's like you're with somebody, whatever, and then they're driving, and then they get a call, or they're like, hey, can you respond to a text?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm,
passcode mm-hmm. is 1234, and then you just incrementally learn them. Oh, like, you're trying to get on the, like, the Wi-Fi, like, yeah, the Wi-Fi,
yeah,
is different. Like,
yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Hey, like, can you just answer that for me? And then incrementally, you just learn all the passwords because it's like a needs to know basis sort of thing.
This is making me anxious.
Like, that's how it has always been for me. There's never been like a, what's the password? Like,
dude, that's so crazy. I get scared of, like, even having my phone right side up, honestly, because I'm just like, I don't fucking know what someone's gonna send me. Me and my best friend be talking shit, sending screenshots back and forth, sending all kinds of shit. Like, so I'm scared. But I have to, like, put my phone upside down.
Yeah. I've just been, like, I feel like I'm just like that in general. Like, not just for significant others mm-hmm. or, like, dating context when I was single. It's just, like, I just don't, like, I'm just, like, who, like, whatever weird thing. Like, I've got goofy names for, like, my group yeah. chats. Like, I'm just kind of like, yeah, you know. I don't want to distract any conversations. Right. So, like, I've never, like, I don't know, like,
yeah.
It's kind of silly. Like, I put my, like, my Safari or whatever is all in incognito mode. Like, I just, like, don't like having, like, search history, because I just, like, search for dumb shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I've, my current relationship, like, we're not, like, you know, like, go on the phones. Like, I've never been curious about what's on Buddy's phone. He's never been curious about what's on mine. Like, it's been, there's definitely, like, he's driving, like, oh, can you, like, answer that text from my mom or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it's not, I don't know, like, and if I had a guy that I was, had been dating or something that was, like, obsessive over phones or just, like, was very curious about what was on my phone, it would be weird
a
and a turn off. And it would also just be, like, if you're so concerned about what's on my phone, what's going on in your phone? Like,
girly.
Usually people are,
I see it, yeah. Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Has a man ever gone through your phone?
Yes, in college, my that relationship.
Yeah, the crazy one.
Yeah, and I don't like I'm actually, like, legitimately afraid of this person. Like, if I were to see this person, I would run away screaming. I'd call the police. But, like, just, like, crazy stuff where it was like I'd be, like, asleep, and, like, people would use Facebook, and, like, one time he, like, went on my Facebook and just, like, went through the list of it, like, and these were messages to, like, dudes in my class just be like, what was the homework? Like, I've never, like, cheated. I've never had that. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm committed.
Right.
Like, that's just how I've been. But there's also, like, men are 50% of the population. Like, you're not going to go through your life without interacting with a man. That doesn't mean I've got a bunch of, like, you know, don't worry about that guy over there. But, like, you're in school, like, you're gonna be paired up with a male lab partner sometimes, you're gonna have a male coworker, and, like, you're to get things done, you gotta interact with people of the opposite sex. And it was just like, yeah, he, like, went to check, and then he went on his own Facebook and started, like, messaging them, being like, grab a button. It's like, I asked this man what the homework was. I was 19, so I did not know how to stand up for myself. But, like, as I've gotten older, like, of course, like, it triggers me as, like, a person who would do that is crazy.
Right. I had a man go through my phone once. Wait, but really? I would not, if I saw him, I would not run away screaming.
Oh.
I wonder if I should say his name. Oop, he's a YouTuber.
Oh, that one? Why was he going through your phone?
So, me and this man dated for 1 month. Mm. 1 month. And went through hell to be able to, like, beat it. It was a whole thing. It sucked. My friend liked him. I think I've talked about this before. And I will... I regret it forever. Because I hated this guy. I dated him for 1 month and I hated him. And I was a freshman in college. And my two best friends in the dorm rooms next to me were batshit grade A level 10 fucking nuts. Insane bitches. Mm-hmm. Love them both to death. they don't talk to each other anymore, but love you both. But they went to like Denny's one night or something and met these guys, like three guys, or maybe it was two of them, I don't know, but they invited these guys back to our dorm rooms, which these guys weren't in college, they were older, and I hadn't met these guys until they got to the dorm. And they're like, come over, we're gonna play Dare Jenga with dares written on it. And like, granted, I had a boyfriend. I shouldn't have been doing this, but I hated him. So I just was like, oh, whatever. And get in there. One of these guys, like the cute one, straight up has like a dead tooth. Front tooth. It's like black and dead. I was like, God damn it. And then the other one, not cute at all. I think there might have been one more. They were like slimy Isla Vista guys. Okay. Yeah,
no, I know what you're talking
about. And there was, it was like, dare, take your sweater off, whatever. And then there was one where I think the guy pulled in and was like, dare, kiss anyone in the room that you want. And I was like, girl, all right. They were like, 5 seconds, you have to kiss for 5 seconds. And I was like, yeah, okay, I guess, fine, I'll do it. And then stupid ass friends
told what's his face,
they took a picture. I was over at my and I didn't give a shit at all, so I clearly was like pulling away, and he noticed that. He was quite aware of me like being more and more annoyed with everything he did. But he one night wakes me up. He's like, Annabelle, wake up. Oh, this is what happened. So he holds up my phone and he's like, what is this? Like, I found a picture in your phone of you kissing another guy. And I obviously lied to him. I gaslit the fuck out of him and told him that that was an old photo from way before I met him. And then he like later, I think he sent the picture to himself and then triangulated like the outfit I was wearing on this day with what I had texted him and like what other photos I had taken. And he was like,
you made him into a woman. Like what women do. This is a 10-year-old story. We do stupid, like 19-year-olds do dumb stuff.
But yes, I was like, that was really fucked up of me, but I was like 18, 19.
Yeah.
And
10 years ago,
just not in the goddamn mood for it, you know. He did all kinds of insane shit, so
yes, like beyond listen to your
but heart. That was the last time I ever cheated, I guess you would say.
Yeah, I've never been me, and that's never been any guy I've dated, like to my knowledge. Like, and I think like that's just never, like I think the guys that I've just as a adult post college and or like definitely into my time at Austin, like the guys that I've been in intimate relationships with, their vices or issues are not looking at butts or like cheating. Like it's like just being quiet and distant and not talking about their feelings or something like that. Like that's I don't know. It's a different vice, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have noticed though, like when I'm on like TikTok and stuff, and you'll see like Gen Z people, because that's most of TikTok, and like it almost feels like with younger daters, maybe just because they're inexperienced, like when they get into new relationships, they like have this like great digital exchange the second they like are officially in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like they like get together, it seems like, and of course this is, you know, selection bias of people that are on TikTok, of like you know, okay, we're going to sit together and go through your Instagram following, or we're going to go through, like, let's do this great password exchange. And it's weird to me. Like, that's not a thing. Maybe I would have done that when I was younger, but, like, that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like something like a really toxic high school.
It feels very high school, yeah.
But that being said, when I start dating someone and it's starting to get serious, you bet your ass I'm going through who he's following. I think, like, a lot of people, myself and best friend B included, when we are interested in a guy, we go through his following just to see what he's up to, just to see what the hell he's up to in there. And like, if they're following a bunch of OnlyFans models or just like local hot girls, for me and my best friend, we're like, oh, if he's following either one of us, that's a red flag. Like, you know, it's if they're following her spicy page, it's a red flag. Like, it's always, you know.
Dumb.
So I think that kind of thing, definitely, yeah. I'm paying attention to. And
I always, like, want to see what meme accounts they're following, or like random, like, little
revealing, yes,
or like what, like,
yeah.
kind of politics or like meme, mm-hmm. like there's
any
one
red,
there's,
red pill
there's,
shit,
yeah, any red pill shit, any sort of grind culture, like
grind
motivator,
yeah,
just because it's cringy and it's not so what actual bad. Successful people do. Like, no. I don't want to like talk to someone who's going to speak in motivational quotes. Like, fuck that.
Yeah,
I'm yeah out. It's yeah, the most yeah. try hard cringe shit ever. Like, and no one who talks like before, everyone's like, well, there people just want to be motivated to work hard. No, you sound fucking stupid. No,
you sound
successful
stupid.
Person
it's
talks
not
like that.
Successful. It's a gimmick. It's a scam. You're dumb if you like. I strongly feel like you're getting scammed. Please.
And probably in, I'll just tell you right now that if you're following that shit, a schmuck like me who's drinking a Michelob and my hair looks like shit, my roots are grown in, I make more money than you. So it's embarrassing if you, like, don't follow that shit, because you, like, you're worse than me.
Because a lot of times it's packaged
and
resold.
It's entry-level fucking sales reps.
Yeah, it's packaged and resold by people who are unsuccessful.
Yeah, because if you're actually successful, you're too busy to make stupid little videos of yourself.
Just keep gambling.
As we say into these microphones.
Eventually, statistically, you'll win.
Yeah.
So you might be losing a lot. Just keep going, brother.
Yeah,
it's like that.
Do my drop shipping course, college.
My drop shipping.
God, fucking idiots.
Yeah,
I fucking.
If you're not making as much money, it's because you're not working hard enough. That's a pyramid scheme. That's multi-level marketing.
If your friends aren't talking about building businesses and blah blah blah, then you need new friends.
You shouldn't even have time for women. You should be focused on the bag, the grind.
My God.
What kind of car you want
to
drive?
I saw one of those that was like in Austin. Like, it was like, I got like a group of guys together to talk about business ideas. And it's just like, it's 24. It's like, what business ideas do you have at 20 fucking four? Like, I mean, granted, like, there's Shark Tank kids and stuff. It's never the Shark Tank kids that are doing these groups. It's always like the entry level SDR who makes a little bit more money than the people from their hometown.
Yeah.
I fucking can't with that. I bump into people like that all the time as somebody in tech. I'm a middleman. I'm a proud middle manager.
I have a new client. He's like 19, I think.
Oh,
19 or 20, maybe. Yeah, I think he's like 20. And he just moved here from Canada. And like, this kid,
oh my God.
Like, so the most.
Not a Canadian grind
set, like, mindset. That's it. He showed me pictures of his room that he has when he moved.
Does he have big neon lights?
No, he's just got like nothing in there.
Because that's.
He's got a bed and a bed frame. And he was like, see, I've at least got that. But nothing else. He said he doesn't listen to music because it's a distraction. He has 2 to 3 workouts a day. He has like such a strict regimen of what he's eating. His one entertainment that he allows himself is the Joe Rogan show. So he is truly so unique. He picks up girls at the HEB. He's proudly told me about multiple girls that he's picked up at the HEB just by like approaching them. And oh my God, this guy, I swear to God, this was the craziest shit. I was like trying to give him advice as like an elderly woman, you know. He's freaking like 19 and he's like, yeah, I met this girl at HEB, she's like my age and she's, you know, in college or whatever. And he's like, I really like to like teach I like to teach girls things about things in relationships, you know. I was like, I'm gonna
this is the type of person
I really
fucking, anyone who wants to teach lessons to another adult who didn't sign up to go to
literally I was like, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt and just say I think we all like to teach our partner things. It's very rewarding to like kind of have that back and forth exchange. And I was like, so do you want a partner who can teach you things as well? And he was like, genuinely, I swear to God, he said that. He's like, I mean, like, respectfully, like, I don't, what can like a 19-year-old girl in college really teach me?
But what does a 19-year-old dude really know about the world?
I like, literally what does he was have like, to teach?
You're 19 too.
Yeah, he's like 19, I think he's 20. I was just like, maybe like what she's studying in college and like, you know, like her life experiences and like what she knows about and is learning. And he's like, oh, I mean, okay, yeah, true. True. I was like, girl, you didn't think about, like, it doesn't even register, like, women are people, they're just like appliances.
Life will smack this guy upside the head. He's already Canadian, like, it's the most.
And he was asking me like, what, give me some tips, like, how should I like approach women, you know, like, what should talk I say to get them? And normal. I was like you could start by like asking questions. Like one.
What do you like to do for fun?
Maybe, yeah.
How many siblings? Like, everyone always bashes. They're like, oh, how many siblings? You have a terrible question. I think that's a fucking fantastic question. Mm. Maybe it's just because you're so cool and like I get to talk about how cool you are. No, and I'm like, and then I'm like, hey, do you know she does that? And then, of course, like, I feel like dudes are just like, whoa, she does what? And then I'm like, I have a brother who's like an engineer and he lives in San Diego. Here's a picture of us. Look how cool we are. And then it's like, I love talking about that. And I think most guys too, like talking about their families, or like if it's not their family it's their friends or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, people just like shit on us.
Okay, mailbag. Roommate's money missing following sleepover with new guy. Backstory on roommate before story. I, 24 female, live with a roommate, also 24 female, who I wasn't necessarily friends with when we moved in, but we've gotten closer since. We hang out sometimes and get along well, but aren't besties or anything. We haven't had any fights or issues since moving in 6 months ago and generally have similar partying and dating styles. We are both single and outgoing. Recently, I went on a few dates with a guy I met on Bumble. After our second date, he spent the night. Before heading to bed, we spent about an hour in the common areas at my apartment. My roommate hung out with us for a bit, so she did meet him. The next morning, he left around 6 a.m. while I was still in bed. I didn't see him leave or walk him out. That evening, when I got home from work, my roommate said, hey, have you seen the $200 I had on the clip magnet on the fridge? I knew what she was talking about. She clipped two $100 bills on the fridge the day before, intended for tickets she was looking to buy off Facebook Marketplace. I saw her put it there, and it was definitely still there when my date and I were hanging out later in the evening, but the following day was nowhere to be found. I told her I had no idea and helped her look under/behind the fridge. We couldn't find it. She also said she knew the money was there the night before, and she hadn't moved it. She asked if there was any way I could have accidentally taken it. I replied no, before she asked, do you think my date might have taken it? I said he didn't seem like the type to do something like that, but I didn't see him leave that morning. She was pretty pissed, saying there's no way it wasn't him, and made a few judgy comments about bringing a strange guy into our home way too soon. I then texted the guy and said, hey, roommate put $200 on the fridge and is missing. Any chance you saw it on your way out? He, of course, denied it and asked if we'd checked under the fridge. I tried to push a bit more just for him to get defensive and insist he had no idea what I was talking about. I feel awful for my roommate, but I'm also not sure the next steps to take or what/who to trust. When I offered to cover the cost of my roommate's tickets, she told me it was too late as her missing cash led to her being too late to get the seller. I don't know what else to do to make things right. And while I do feel terrible, I feel very caught in the middle here and painted as the bad guy by two different people. Was I in the wrong? How do I make this right? Whoa.
What are your thoughts?
So funny, because I know why you're triggered. We
threw a party at our parents' house.
Yes.
When I was 20, I recently graduated college.
Really?
Our parents were out of town. Yeah. I graduated college when I was 21, just like you did.
Yeah. But
so and like,
was I there?
Yes, you were there. It was the night when the next door post with Izzy, what's her face, and then she spilled vodka all over the bread.
Girl, what? I have no idea.
You were there.
No.
Remember when she like knocked on the neighbor door? Hold on. You were there.
Okay. Vaguely, it's coming back to me.
Okay.
Yes. You were college. My friend. Okay. Yes.
And so we threw a party while our parents
started. A train wreck. Like every minute of her life is a train wreck.
I feel for her. She went through some shit.
Yeah.
But when I just graduated college, like I moved back to like my hometown for like the summer, like the start of summer. Parents go to like back east. We're home. And we throw a party. Like, it wasn't anything. It was all people we knew from high school. For like, there was no like total weirdos, but it was like, you know, extended friends or something like that. And kind of people came through. I think we bought like 430 racks of beers that we all finished, and we were very surprised about that. We're like 120 beers. We finished them. And yeah, like this. First, like this. I didn't invite Izzy. Like, I think there was a little bit of friend of friends, but I knew everybody there. And then this girl comes through, and like Izzy, who like went to our high school. Should we cut out her name? No one knows whatever, who Izzy who cares, is. Whatever. Yeah. And like she came in, she was like, hammered. We're kind of like, okay, cool.
Hammered.
And then I remember I went to go like eat a rip bread, because we got like bread from Vaughn's or something, like three loaves of bread, just like dipping it into hummus or butter. I don't even fucking know. And I go to like eat a bite of bread, and I just bite it. I'm like, what the fuck is in the bread? They're like, Izzy spilled vodka all over the bread. And so there was vodka all over the bread, and I was awesome. Like, what the fuck? I wanted some of this bread. And then shortly after this party happens, like the following week, and like I think our mom like realized, she's like, this place is a mess. You guys had people over. And we're like, yeah, we did. We didn't say it was a big party, but we cleaned it up. But then this is like right when Nextdoor like became a thing. All of a sudden, and it was like, I forget what neighbor it was, because like Izzy like took a while to get to the house or something. Uh-huh. And like, neighbors, I want to tell you about like a weird incident that we had at our house.
Oh my god.
Randomly, this woman comes to our house at like 160 Kalina, like, or she comes like to 100, like the our parents' street, like the lower block of
god,
it.
Yeah.
She came and like knocked on our door, and she was like, hi, I'm looking for like 160 Kalina Vista. Oh, fuck, I said her parents' street name. Do you like, and we told her that that didn't exist, and she insisted it did. And she was like, I don't know where anybody, like they wrote this like whole like novel about like,
that's
this
right.
Strange and about woman how, that yes. showed up at their house.
Strange and mysterious.
Couldn't find her friends. They're like this strange, mysterious woman. It's a 21 year old drunk
ass Izzy.
Blonde girl. Like, she's like, looks like your typical college kid. She's not a strange, mysterious woman.
Yeah.
And they
were like, is it human trafficking? Wasn't it like a, they were like, oh, it could, it's sinister. Like,
this is a devil. Drugged out woman, like kept like speaking in satanic code. That was like the comments, because it's Nextdoor. Like,
right.
And so she's, and and then all of a sudden she's like asking sucks. like where could the house be, but she's naming a place that doesn't exist. She's just too drunk and doesn't know the house number. She's like asking for 160 when it's really a different number. And then they're like, and then she noticed my wife's ring and said, oh, what a pretty ring, and leaned toward as though she was trying enter our house.
Oh my
and
god.
We told her to go, and then she started running down the block screaming, I think it was Warren, which is her last name, and then like, it's clearly fucking us.
I cannot believe you remember these things.
And then
it's
so funny, because like the local, like he's basically like the town sheriff, he's the father of a family that we know very well, who should have like recognized that. He's like, this was a human trafficking thing. It's like, Dave, really? Like, you know who we are. We threw a, maybe he was trying to do us a favor though, and like distract from our parents. So maybe Dave Murray was trying to do us a favor. He's a local
detective. That, you know, I don't know.
Maybe Dave's kind of cool.
Maybe he was gonna blame it on the satanic cult.
Maybe he was just like, oh, this is definitely the Warren kids, so I gotta Dave and Barb. Yeah.
So that was a crazy sidebar, but another guest at this party was Todd.
Yeah, I'll say his name. Fuck you, Todd.
Yeah, fuck
Peralta.
You, Todd. And I wanna just say, this type of person, because we're referring to the stealing aspect, this type of person, we know a few, I think, and it always seems to be the kind of like gregarious hang around.
Yes.
You know, like he's friendly enough. People like him.
And that's why
he's always there. And it's nobody really invited him, but nobody's necessarily like kicking his ass out. You know,
exactly.
He's like, like he's like the, you know, likable guy. And then,
yes,
he has this shady, weird behavior.
Yes. And so, yes, Todd Peralta, and I'm not afraid to say his name, he's probably a fucking
jail
criminal. Yeah,
jail.
Go to jail. Fuck you, Todd. fuck you.
Hope you're there.
But no, so everyone like stays over at the house, like, and randomly, like, it was weird because it's like, why is like Todd Peralta stayed over? Like, it was like people came for this our party, and our like closest friends stayed over, like.
And Todd's like, well, don't mind if I do.
I went to sleep in my own bed, and I closed the door. Like, I think. Oh yeah, Nicole came and stayed and like stayed in bed with me and stuff. And like,
okay, whatever. Was anyone hooking up with Todd Peralta?
No,
anyone's love interest.
No, I don't know where he went, which is why I was also like, fuck, did he do anything else weird while he was there? Yeah. But so woke up the next morning. I'm like, Todd Peralta's here. Like, he was like chipper awake. Like, I don't know what he was doing. And then so he like came and he's like, hey guys, what's up? And Nicole and I got up, and then I forget what it was. I had like $50 or something, and I had it in my bra. Because I felt it, and I was like, oh, this is so itchy. And I literally just took it and I put it on my hutch that was right by my bed. And then Nicole, Todd, and I, like, we walked out of the room because he, like, knocked on the door. I was, like, standing in the doorway. And then we walk out to, like, the kitchen, like, to, like, see, like, who else is around. And then I go back in my room, and, like, this crumpled up $50 bill that I put on this hutch is gone. And I'm like, like, where'd that $50 that I just put there 5 minutes ago go? And, like,
that's the weird thing.
And he just insisted, like, no, it's like, you were right. I'm like, I know it's not Nicole.
No, yeah, obviously.
It's not Nicole. And then, but he worked at a local bar, like Dargan's or whatever, after. And then every time I would go, I'd order a beer and I'd be like, Todd, I'm not paying for this until I've had seven beers.
Yes.
And he was like, this is just rude. I'm like, I don't fucking care, Todd. So
the caveat as well to this, or just like the additional feature to this, is that these two characters, the one from the story and this one, stealing money when, like, it's abundantly obvious that it was you.
Yes.
Not stealing money in a way that, like, it could have been anyone else. It's, like, such a narcissistic thing where you're like, oh, $200 clipped on the refrigerator and I'm here right now and two girls that live together. I could take it and no one's gonna know it's me.
Yeah, it would also be like one thing.
You're a sociopath.
It would also be one thing too if, like, if you ghosted or something. Which,
yes,
like, but the fact that he's like still communicating with her, I don't know if he like sent like a good morning text, but the fact that he's just like, what do you mean? Like, I would almost be more like, yeah, you dated like a shady dude, whatever. But this is like narcissistic.
Yes.
Psycho.
I feel like, I mean, there is the chance that you find this 200, like, and it has fallen and you all feel very bad.
I do think this is one of those
things. This is pretty suspicious. Yeah.
Like, I think, and it sucks, like, she's 24, like, I don't know what your financial situation is, but, like, the shoe could easily be on the other foot. You said your roommate is single. She could easily just, like, be smitten with some dude not far in the future, and all of a sudden you notice something missing.
Yeah.
And, like, it's good to be the person where it's just like, hey, like, I'm so sorry you missed your concert tickets. Like, I'm, you know, maybe keep an eye out on Facebook Marketplace. But, like, it is one of those things. And it sucks. Like, don't ever talk to this guy again.
Yeah, don't.
Like, don't ever. Don't have this, like, not, you know, oh, like, it. Well, you know, I don't know if he stole it, blah, blah, blah. Like, 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah, that's real.
You didn't find it under the fridge. Like, I don't know if she's also, like, kind of like, like, if she thinks, like, her roommate had an elaborate scheme. Yeah, like, that's just not, I don't know. Like, it's way more likely that someone swiped $200 off the fridge than, like, someone was like, that $200 on the fridge, and, oh, maybe I could come up with a scheme to, like, try and get money, like, out of my roommate that I'm gonna have to see forever. Like, it's clearly, like, it's not your roommate.
I feel like it's just plain sociopath behavior to steal money from your homie. From, like, someone that you can look in the eyes and you've been inside their home. Like,
no.
I even understand, like, petty theft at the Walmart, okay? And I'll put that there and I'll leave it there. I know you disagree.
But I've never stolen anything in my life except for a pair of earrings from a street fair when I was 4. And then my mom made me go back and apologize to the street fair vendor. And then she told me what jail was. And I've never stolen anything. And I'm very proud of that. And
that's really nice.
Well, no, I've, like, read articles as an adult and people that's are really like, nice. I know shoplifting, everyone does it. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean everyone? who the fuck goes into a store and is like, I'm gonna take this thing off the shelf and not pay for it? Like, who the fuck does that? No.
You don't fuck around a little with the self-checkout sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
I'm sorry, I'm a square in that department. Like, some of us just, everyone's vices are different, and that's one that I just don't, like, there's some people who just, like, don't understand weed.
that don't understand
weed. Like, weed? Drugs are just a thing that I can do. Like, yeah. But stealing, that affects people. I don't know. Just like, oh my God, our second podcast guest. We're like, we're close to running over.
Yeah.
So we're published so far in this episode. So I'll just say to close this out, we'll get the next letter another time. We did two questions.
Yeah.
An update. So if you've followed this podcast, if you haven't followed all of it, go back to the second. It's our second episode. I had one of my close friends on as a guest, as well as a guy who is an actor on the Righteous Gemstones show. Oh my kind God. Of. And so, like, that was like a TikTok person met and stuff, and so lives in Charleston, whatever. And is like, hey, like, you gotta come out to, like I gotta, like, because he, like, came into Austin for, like, the TV fest. And he's like, you gotta, like, come to Charleston, whatever. My grandma lives in Charleston. Like, we're like, yeah, we'll go out to Charleston. He's like, I've got a boat. I'll show you all these things. And so, but, like, Alice, who also met him, who was, like, the guest on the podcast as well, and then, like, our other friend Morgan, they're like, we want to go to Charleston, like, see all these, like, Bravo show things in Charleston. And so, like, Buddy and I had planned our trip to Charleston, and they did too, like, at the same time. It was, like, Memorial Day weekend of this past year. And, like, Alice put it on, like, the itinerary to meet up with this guy. And it wasn't anything weird. Like, it was very much like Matt said, like, he kept sending random texts saying, like, I've got this boat. You guys got to come on the boat. So why would we not put that on the agenda of things to do? He's insisting he knows all these cast members of these Bravo shows. I will have shows. To
rewatch this second episode and just see if he has any of these, like, braggy type.
It's
so funny that he was insane. On the show, and we can literally observe his behavior.
So, yes. And, like, so then we go. We're like, oh, yeah. So when I'm, like, getting into the airport, he calls me, like, randomly, and he's like, hey, like, this, like, itinerary that Alice sent, like, what is this? And at first, like, I just thought he was, like, a guy who maybe thought Alice had a crush on him or something and was, like, didn't, like, that's what I thought based on this first call. And I was like, no, like, she's just, like, kind of planning stuff. I'm like, if we break from this agenda, like, you know, she's trying to block things out. Like, she doesn't want to, like, not go to the restaurant she wants to go to because we didn't make a reservation. He's like, okay, cool. And then, yeah, so we all, like, I, like, told Alice about the call, and she was just like, why does he think I like him like that? And, like, that's just what we thought at first. Then we get to Charleston, he's like, we're gonna go out and do all these things, blah, blah, blah. And so the first night we were supposed to, like, I forget where we went. Oh, we went to, like, some oyster place, and, like, Buddy and I went with Alice and Morgan, and, like, Matt's like, I could come. And then all of a sudden he, like, texts, and he's like, hey, like, I, like, was on the boat today, and then the boat, like, had all these, like, problems, and I think the boat, like, Buddy read the text, like, is he trying to say this boat sank or something? It was very weird. And he's like, I'll just see you guys tomorrow, like, let's get ready to fucking go, blah, blah, blah. And so we're like, that's weird. The next day, he, like, texts in the morning, he's like, let's fucking go, like, blah, blah, blah. We're like, cool. And so, but then we're going out about our day, like, as normal. Like, Alice made, like, a reservation. She's like, are you going to come to the dinner? He's like, no. So Buddy and I went and took the reservation. And then he, like, randomly texts and is like, my dog got in an accident at the dog park, and I have to go to the vet. And we're just like, what the
just fuck? Putting off meeting up with you guys, even though
this is not the weird part.
Too. I know. But just to, like, you hadn't planned this trip around him, but he definitely, him making promises was incorporated into what you guys might be doing while you're out here.
Exactly.
And then he's like, oh, boat sank. Sorry. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Which is also like, if you overpromise and underdeliver, like, why not just be like, I'm sick? And you just, there's your
the elaborate lies part of it, I think. It's like, they're not going to believe me unless I over explain it.
Exactly. And it gets weirder too. Like, and then we go to this dinner at this nice restaurant, and lo and behold, he walks in. He's wearing a seersucker, like, pale blue suit. He looks like the Charleston Joker. Like, he's, like, walking in, and he sits there, and he was like, what's up, guys? And he, like, found us because we're like, hey, like, whatever. He sits down. He looks at all of our drinks, like, are you guys going to finish that? He, like, finishes our drinks, like, finishes our food and stuff. And we're like, okay, that's weird. And then we're like, okay, cool, let's leave. He's like, I'm going to call he's like, I know all the pedicab people. Then he calls the pedicabs. He, like, makes it seem like he's like, this is all on me. I got you guys. And so when someone says that, you think that that person is paying for the thing. Like, that's not weird or selfish to be like, okay, cool, like, this person says they've got it. The pedicabs show up, and he goes on the one with like Alice Morgan. Buddy and I are on the one like behind it. It's a fun little pedicab ride. We go to this little random club that's owned by some guy from a Bravo show, and then we like get there, and like Alice and Morgan, like, they hop off their pedicab because they're told Matt's got it. Oh, fuck, I said, well, like, no, his name is on the thing. And then, like, Buddy's like, what's going on? Because he's, like, fiddling with the credit card. He's like, something's wrong with my card. And Buddy's like, whatever, I'll get it. Like, it'll come back around. Like, these things happen. Then we go in the, like, club, and he's, like, insisting. He's like, we have a special seating air, like, bottle service thing. And then he's, like, waving hi to, like, the Bravo guy who's like there, and he's like insists this guy is his friend. This guy's like, he's like, remember me, Matt? It's like in the movie Elf, like, remember me, Buddy? Like, oh hey, like, it was like, we're like, wait a second, this guy didn't know him. He was pretending he was like friends with this guy that he didn't actually know. God. And then we go in there, he's like, the bottle service is coming, just wait a second. And then like he introduces us to this like old couple that like apparently owns a bar across the street, and then all of a sudden like he disappears. And we don't see him. And then all of a sudden we get a text, like Alice and I, and it's this like car flipped over. That's like, my stepdad just got in like a car accident, and I have to go to like Mississippi right now. Like, I have to go. And like, I'm so sorry, but like, talk to the old couple that I left you with, and they'll like help you with your like wherever you want to go next. And then I turn and I see the old guy who has like boomer size font, and it literally just says, hey, this is the picture I sent the girls, don't tell them we went on the boat today. And we're just like, oh, this guy's fucking lying through his teeth.
Oh my god.
And then we send the picture of this flipped over fucking Mini Cooper to our friend, and we like look it up on Google
reverse
and
image.
It's a picture from a car accident in San Francisco in 2011. Like, it's like photo. So it's like, what the fuck is like this guy doing? But it gets worse than that. We find out, because we like kind of like, what's the deal here? We find out he has all these like financial fraud charges. Like, that Tuesday he had a court date. Like, there's a mugshot and everything for like credit card fraud and all of that. And he's gotten like multiple charges for this. And like, this has happened two times like since. Like, he's gotten like multiple like credit card fraud charges, and we're just like, holy shit, like something is going on. Like, just like how he kind of like snuck in, oh, are you guys gonna finish that? Oops, my card's not working. And then when we went into the club, he didn't pay for anything. He like grabbed a water, like, because Alice is kind of like, is he gonna get drinks? Like, he's claiming he knows all these people. And then his IMDb page, because he's like an actor, his thing from this podcast episode, he's holding a Liquid Death thing. The screenshot he has in there, he's pretending it's a Liquid Death ad, and that he did a commercial with Liquid Death from this fucking podcast, because he's holding a can. He's like, this is me in a Liquid Death ad. No, the fuck it's not. It's a small ass podcast.
Oh my God.
When we started, we would get 100 views for, like, this is not a fucking Liquid Death ad, you fucking crazy person. But anyway, this is that type of person.
Oh my God. I know we're like way over time. Ugh. Just the Liquid Death addition to that story, I didn't know.
We just found this, like, we were just, because we kind of check in on these updates.
It's people like this, and you know that they exist everywhere, and you know that, or I should say that these people, like, the second that they get out of jail or whatever, the second like they've paid their price, they're back to it.
Yeah,
they are back to scamming. That is, they're natural born scammers. I feel like they're always like something. That.
Like, I've had ones where it's like the person gets, like, they were poor and they get money, and it like repopulates as something else. Like,
yeah,
I fucking hate people like that. Like, it's so just like, you have funny. Too many. You insist you have too many friends, and then you realize, like, this person, like, you don't actually know this person.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but you dealt with one of those. I feel like we inserted ourselves into this episode a lot, but I think I had fun doing it.
I know.
I got to tell stories that I enjoyed.
True.
Anyway, let's find out who's going to be our next president.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Love you. Bye.